This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton with Eric Williams. A man on the Sunshine Coast has been allowed to return to work as a nurse despite an anti-gay letter to his former school. Matthew George Price claimed to be a cured homosexual and wrote of his passion for a world free of homosexuals. The Queensland Nursing Council had suspended him in the middle of last year. Assessors believe Price is fit to return to work with patients, but equal rights groups are still concerned.
Valentine's Day will see a gay marriage protest in Sydney's Taylor Square. Organised by queer lobby group Community Action Against Homophobia, the rally will protest the government's ongoing stance against same-sex marriage. The protest forms part of the National Year of Action for Same-Sex Marriage. To take part, gather at the square by 12 noon on Valentine's Day.
A religious group has used its annual meeting to urge Canberra to change the Marriage Act and allow gay marriage. Australian Quakers have celebrated same-sex commitment ceremonies since the early 90s and celebrated their first marriage in 2007 between a gay couple. The statement in support came out of the yearly gathering in Adelaide, and Roger Sawkins from Quakers says the announcement follows decades of reform.
This final marriage equality statement is really a culmination of that long process and really tidying up some of the bits and pieces that they've been discussing over the last many years.
Navigation 2, an all-gay cruise aboard the Athena, is set to be a huge success with 6 themed dance parties, modeling contest, and a drag show. The Athena, a 600-passenger liner, sets sail from Adelaide with a full quota of guests from around Australia and overseas. Navigation 2 is expected to inject hundreds of thousands of pink dollars into South Australia's economy.
That's the sound of Pride March's Victoria's new song, highlighting the unity and strength of the queer community. The 15th annual parade is on this Sunday and will feature the number called Proudly Walking, which will be on sale throughout the afternoon. One of the composers, David Peake, says it's the sound he aimed for.
I've literally eaten, slept, breathed, talked this song for about 3 weeks, and I still get a great kick out of listening to it. It's a great song.
Brits are becoming more liberal. That's according to the British Social Attitude Survey, a government-backed survey first conducted in 1983. Just 36% of people surveyed thought homosexual acts were always or mostly wrong. That's down from the 62% who held that view in 1983.
In a world first, Italy will open a detention facility dedicated to housing transgender inmates. An almost empty prison near Florence will be converted to hold around 30 people. There's believed to be 60 transgenders in Italian prisons, and Sydney Star reporter Andrew Pont says they're currently kept with female inmates.
They've had to be kept segregated from the rest of the prisoners because of threats of violence, which has meant they haven't been able to make full use of the prison facilities or get involved in rehabilitation programs. So I think that's part of what's behind it.
Dating website eHarmony will link its gay and straight sites so members of one can use the other without having to pay double fees. This is the proposed settlement to a California lawsuit where the site was accused of discriminating against homosexuals. eHarmony also agreed to pay $500,000 to 150 Californians who brought the class action suit, plus around $1.5 million in legal fees.
Briefly in other news, Moscow's gay parade looks in doubt with the mayor of the Russian capital threatening to use force to put an end to the annual events. Uganda's fight against gay marriage continues to grow with a million-person anti-homosexuality march planned for later this month. And Kylie Minogue shot down rumours on Twitter that she's attracted to women. claiming an interview which sparked the hype never happened.
2. QAnon Sport. The National Gay and Lesbian Sculling Camp has recently been held at Albert Park as part of Midsummer's ongoing festivities. 25 rowers took part in the camp, which was organised by the Melbourne Argonauts and Rowing Victoria.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QAnon for this week. I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Eric Williams. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.